Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, vaping, veg popsicles, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style?
What's that again now, King?
You guys know why Canadians do it doggy style.
Canadians know.
That's so they can both watch the hockey game. Oh, what are they going
to
do, King?
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. There's Jess Hooker at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Josh Arnold, sidekick chair.
Chickie.
Hey, there's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
Manning the track phone hotline. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
Showing the guns off. Oh, that's right. Like guns that? Out. Look at that.
Is that on purpose? What are you doing that for?
Yeah. What do you mean, this?
No, oh, the one sleeve looked a little rolled up.
Oh, really? Oh, no, sorry.
That's where he keeps
that.
The cigarettes.
I don't.
Oh, like I'm sorry, that's where you keep your vape.
We're not talking about that anymore.
Let's move on. Sorry.
His sisters got upset when they heard he smoked.
Oh, way to go.
Wait until they find out you do drugs.
Daddy, why does Billy have one long fingernail?
I'm Chick McGee, and here's...
Why do you call him the reefer man, Daddy?
Here's Big Daddy. Big Daddy?
Now, let's see. We got a lot to cover here. We had an odd story yesterday about... this is a little delicate. I apologize in advance.
Uh-huh.
About fluids from the female of the species.
Yes.
What?
A little dab will do ya.
Yeah, exactly. The TikTok is behind a new trend suggesting that women use their own vaginal fluids as perfume. Mm-hmm. Now, this is called vabbing.
Boy, oh boy.
Now, do you want to explain when you combine two words, what's it called, Josh?
A portmanteau, and so this is vaginal and dabbing.
Yes.
And
dabbing, okay.
Which dabbing means something else.
It used to be a kind
right
of a dance
too.
Move at one point, right?
Well, yeah, but it also isn't...
Smoking hash oil.
Smoking hash
that's
oil.
That's right.
Taking a dab.
Because when you said that, I was like, oh, that's what I think of when someone says dabbing.
But what you're talking about, it should always sound like a macaroni and cheese, a bowl of macaroni and cheese, right?
So getting the secretion should sound like you're stirring macaroni and cheese.
That's
is what you're. I see.
Love that.
Wow.
Thanks for being delicate.
TikTok influencer.
Hey, I'm coming at you with real talk. Okay.
Yeah. So
so-called TikTok influencers have this. I'm reading it verbatim. Have gushed about the merits of vabbing.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you if a woman had a dab under her ears, you went in for a hug or a kiss or maybe to
hey babe, when you do back at the docks?
No. She doesn't work at the docks. Josh.
You smell like the sea.
Good lord.
So we have more vagina news.
Wait a second. The point of this is before you start doing this. Asked to respond to this, OBGYN Dr. Jen Gunter explains there is no scientific evidence to back so-called vabbing.
Okay.
Because
if people truly believe there are pheromones, they've been misled.
Yes.
So that's not something you should be doing.
They do sell pheromone perfume that they claim.
At one point, that was considered illegal, and now I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's weird. Illegal
perfume. The perfume industry is bizarre.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Huh.
So, and Josh has suggested perhaps just a. How'd you put it?
So, instead of dabbing, you can just queef and then walk through it.
It's kind of nice.
Don't they make some of that? Don't they make some of that perfume? They use skunk balls, the testicles, and squeeze them, and that's how they get perfume.
No, that's vanilla. They get that from...
Well, that's the beaver.
Beaver anus.
Oh, is it beaver anus? Oh,
Cadmium or whatever the hell that is.
The beaver anus, Tom. It's worse than I thought.
Yeah. Again, who discovered that?
I don't know.
Who was...
that's what we put in our cookie dough. That's
weird. Who was...
let's see. I've tasted the tail and the eyeballs. I haven't gotten to the anus yet.
I mean, that's probably what it was. Some woodsman eating a beaver and got to the tail end and went, you know what this kind of tastes like?
Oh, dessert.
Hey.
It's sweet and sugary. Oh, wait a second. Can you
I'll get that.
Me?
Yeah. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. You laugh about vabbing. My mom, Phyllis, she used to dance with a chick who was on the calendar every year. She could play three harmonicas with no hands.
Wow.
Queen LaQuifa. She toured, I swear to God, from coast to coast. No. But the fact remains, that's not why it's come I'm calling.
Oh, okay.
I heard Jeff Big Pissioski from your show bitched about breaking his ribs yesterday.
Yeah, he broke his ribs over the week, and he can't even come in today. He's so badly hurt.
I doubt he even breathes him. D's my friend, but I think we can all agree he hits from the ladies' tees regular.
Okay.
All right. You know, I once seen him get teary-eyed and choked up with some chick saying, Sue Studios at karaoke one night in a hotel lobby down in Jonesbury. And the fact remains, I know about pain, man. I broke my ribs more than Randall Tex Cobb at a do-it-yourself car wash.
Wow.
You laugh at my girlfriend at the time, Gretchen. Me and her got into it at Boonies one night because I was doing body shots off a stripper's C-section, and she slipped and ended up laying on top of me. She crushed my whole upper torso and most of my crouch, and my ribs snapped. And I lost my chubby. But the fact remains, broken ribs suck, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to cough? You can't even bend over to tie your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even get me started about having to try to drop a deuce. Pretty God. Broken ribs make it possible to push, chick. I mean, let's do Japanese and euthanasia. But I got all constipated. Man, I got backed up worse than Panera Bread during heavy flow. Swear to God. Spoiler alert. After day five, Gretchen had to put on a miner's helmet with a lamp and go with the kitchen tongs.
Oh, my God. Hang up.
Hey, what's the big deal, man? We wash the tongs before we grill the steakums.
Okay.
Oh, you grill your steakums.
Thanks. Yeah, Jeffrey broke his ribs.
Yeah, poor guy, man.
On a Sea-Doo.
Oh.
He was apparently showing off on a Sea-Doo.
He tried it on the highway.
Yeah,
I don't have.
Doesn't math. Work quick.
Yeah. See, don't.
See, don't. That's for
so. I'm sorry. So the point of this thing is, ladies, this notion that, and again, this is one of those TikTok, you know, more terrible medical advice from the internet.
Soap works. You know, just.
It's
wash.
A self cleaning oven. You're going to be fine. You don't need to do this stuff, but you don't need to be dabbing it here and there. And
no.
But we do have more news from the. Mommy parts, if you will.
Oh.
Putting popsicles in your vagina is a bad idea, no matter how hot the weather is.
Mm.
This statement comes from sexual health consultant Dr. Eleanor Drager. This is not the first time the warning has been issued. In 2019, Dr. Sarah Welsh cautioned women against putting popsicles in their vaginas, noting that doing so can cause infections, irritations, and damage.
Especially those ones shaped like minions. Those popsicles in the grocery store.
Oh, so you get to talk about the minions all you want, but with me and Chick.
You can't go to the grocery store without seeing them.
They're everywhere. Dr. Welsh added, the ice can stick to the delicate skin of the vagina and cause real trauma and damage.
Oh.
So imagine like the scene in Christmas Story where he puts his tongue on the...
Right.
Like that.
Well, what if you just run it under the little water?
A little warm it up a little bit?
Yeah, slicker, get that slicker up. Frost off the outside.
There you go.
It's still a ridiculously... God, how dumb are people?
To keep cool, consultant gynecologist Dr. Shrey Datta advised having a cool shower and staying well hydrated.
Ah, all right.
There so
that,
you go.
What would you call it?
Eh? Dr. What Datta? Would I call what?
The popsicle you use for that purpose.
Vagisicle.
Yeah,
how about
that?
I don't know.
That sounds like an exercise program. I'll tell you what, I did 10 miles today on my veg cycle.
Oh, boy. I could use a wheelchair.
No.
I'll never sit again.
It's called a push-up.
Yeah, I was going to like a lady up or something.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
once again, Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is happening?
A spider monkey living at an Idaho zoo may be the oldest spider monkey in the world.
Spider monkey. Spider monkey.
Zoo Boise said Elvis celebrated his 60th birthday this month, along with the Aldabra tortoise named Mr. Mac, who turned 100.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very old.
Yeah. Jeff Augusta, the zoo's marketing and public relations coordinator, told the Idaho Statesman that spider monkeys typically live to be 20 to 40 years old.
Wow.
Making Elvis's milestone quite remarkable.
Kill me.
Yeah.
I long for the relief.
The zoo is in the process of verifying Elvis's age.
Ah.
Yeah.
I didn't know spider monkeys were real.
What?
I thought it was a made-up thing. And Ricky Bobby, the kid, goes, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey. And I thought it was really? A fun little made-up animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's real. If you have time, Google it. This spider monkey, he looks 60 years old and looks like he has lived the hardest spider monkey life. His eyes, he looks like he's seen a lot. All right?
Oh, jeez.
Is he gray?
A little bit. He's got a little bit of gray.
He's got kind of a skunk look.
Yeah.
Oh, but, he seems cute.
He looks...
He looks rough, right?
They look... Oh, these monkeys, they look so much like people. It's just disturbing.
It does. I'm with you.
There are spider monkeys that lead a nice, cushy life, I guess.
If you're a pet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Don't have to worry about finding your own food or anything.
Yeah. He's got a little walker with little tiny tennis balls. His name is Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's cute.
Which means he was named before the king left us.
Yeah, alive.
When did Elvis die? 80?
70.
He hasn't.
77.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Him and Bigfoot.
This thing was born in 73. That's so long ago. Who would ever be born in 73? My goodness. How long ago was that?
No, I wasn't.
I wasn't.
Shut the hell up.
Monkeys.
What a bad...
Well, wait a minute.
He's as old... No, not 73.
Yeah, exactly. He was
born in 62.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, he's been at the zoo since 73.
There you go.
He was
okay.
Born in... That's so long ago. 62. Yeah. My goodness.
Wow. Yeah. Cute little spider monkey. He's 60, they think.
They think he's 60. They're going to verify it because previous to when he got to the zoo in 1973, they're not sure of his history.
Well, the doctor told him no more jumping on the bed. I know.
Yeah.
That's how he's lived so long. Mm-hmm. He didn't jump on the bed. Yeah, and then Mr. Mac is 100 years old.
The turtle?
Yeah,
but a turtle 100, that's like a person, a teenager.
Is it really?
I mean, aren't they? Yeah, they grow their soul.
Didn't the turtle that was owned by Charles Darwin just die like a couple weeks ago or something?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's like 280 years old.
Yeah, they have pictures of these turtles when you can tell it's like a daguerreotype.
Yeah.
You know, in the background, there's some Civil War guy.
Yeah.
They're very
back
old.
When they called them shell dogs. Yeah, turtle hadn't been.
You know, it takes him a while, but he'll come to you.
Here, boy.
Yeah, here he comes. I'll give him a chance now.
And the leftover, that, of course, is the Sheltie.
That's exactly right. That's where that comes from.
Oh, like okay.
Yeah.
That is the name for
I didn't know that.
A pet turtle, right? Shelly or something?
Of course.
It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. You know, Sylvester Stallone still has the turtles from Rocky?
Cuff and Link?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
I bet he does. Yeah.
Are they big?
Yeah. They look like...
Do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger keeps a little horse in his house?
He does?
Yeah, and he smokes a cigar with this horse, and the horse is at the breakfast table. Look up his Instagram and his TikTok. Mm-hmm. Schwarzenegger loves this horse. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
It's the pals. Only thing that loves him.
I love eccentric...
Tiny
like
horse.
The eccentricities of rich and famous people.
Yeah. What would you do if you had a bunch of money to just, like, would you buy a crazy animal like that? Like, get a zebra or something?
Man, I'd be tempted.
Yeah.
Have some sort of, like, a lion or whatever. It's so awesome.
What is it about... That's such a stupid thing to do.
You get really rich
and you buy a boat that you're never going to get on, and you buy these guys with these 800-foot boats. And
see, I think that's the thing. If I had all that money, I would live very modestly, but I would never do anything for myself. Everything would be prepared for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Would you have a wiper? Somebody to wipe your bottom?
No, yeah. I would, because I would feel bad having that. Like, I wouldn't want somebody to have to do that chore.
Maybe you'd have like a $100,000 bidet instead.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe that's like a good Hallmark movie. You fall in love with your wiper. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah, a heartwarming story just in time for the holidays.
Remember, we talked.
Like it's Hallmark a brown Christmas. Too?
We talked with the great singer and songwriter Kenny Loggins, and Kenny married his colonic therapist.
Oh, no kidding!
Yeah, totally serious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very intimate encounter. Yeah. So,
sure.
I can imagine you go through a lot of feelings and that process is happening.
Oh, they do. They say that you will break down and sob.
You start crying.
Yeah. I bet. Well,
especially if they give you the GT1200.
Yeah.
You don't want to start with that one.
Hey, I'm crying. No. I have the water pressure too high.
You're also bleeding.
Oh, hell. It's coming out of your nose. Hang on a second.
Now, don't you have a bidet, Josh?
I love my bidet.
I have one, too, and I love it.
How do you like it?
I love
it. You had asked me, right?
Yeah, and then I bought one, and I love this.
This is an aftermarket bidet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's not the separate bowl, you know, the separate toilet.
So I have a question.
Yes.
I'm moving. Do I leave my bidet?
No way.
I take my bidet.
You take it.
Okay.
Well, one of the first things you do if you move into a new house, you have to change the toilet seats.
Right
away.
I can't believe you're saying this.
Yes.
Why?
Because one of our friends just moved.
Yeah.
And I talked to him yesterday, and the plumber was over there installing a new toilet.
Oh.
And he, unfortunately, I got to go now. It's time for the maiden voyage.
The first home game, huh?
Is that right?
I christen thee. Yes.
I don't know. You know, legally, from a real estate standpoint, there are certain things you can take and you can't take.
Yeah, there are things that are considered permanent fixtures.
They'll specify.
Yeah. Because
I don't know if an aftermarket bidet is one of them.
Yeah, because it's piped in with the plumbing. Then so.
I don't know. You'd have to call the realtor.
Yeah.
You may have to leave it there.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It's piped in?
Whoa.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it has to connect to the water line.
How expensive is one of these gizmos?
It's $200.
Yeah.
But if you take it off, are you going to have to unplumb it?
You'll have to take it out. But it's like, I'll say it's like a 30-minute process, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, are you going to leave this blank hose there for them to?
That's the water line. It goes back in.
Right.
Then
you put the fixture back on it. It becomes a regular water supply.
Yeah. It's easier than you think. I did it.
Very.
So, yeah.
Did you wear gloves?
Yes, I
well, there's no poop.
I did. I actually had work gloves on. Yeah, you just right. Yeah, be prepared. I'm with you. I get it.
So, Josh, is this like one big stream of water, or is it like you're surrounded like a fountain?
One stream. Yeah. Now, Jess, yours. I've noticed that I think there's a feature just for women. There's one that has like a picture of what is clearly a butt. Yeah. And then there's one called, it's like bidet. There's, mine has bottom and bidet.
Yes.
So it looks like that could be a freshener for the
front.
Yeah,
if you wanted to.
Have you done that?
No, I don't. Mine doesn't have that feature.
Oh.
Mine is just a back bidet. Just a back.
Maybe we should switch because I don't need the front.
Well, actually, we've been to talk to you, Josh. it's the cheese.
Oh. How much would you pay for a toilet bidet combo? That is all.
I would love to get one that's completely.
Is this a already built in kind of?
I think it's $8,000.
But is it?
Whoa!
I'm not paying for it, but I'm saying that's what I'm about.
Is it the? So do you have the toilet and then the bidet in the floor, or the bidet is attached to the toilet?
Attached to the toilet.
I bet you $3,500.
Oh, no. I was going to say $600.
This one is the Alpha bidet. It's $250.
Yeah, so they're not that expensive.
I've always said they could charge whatever they wanted for toilets. I don't know why they're so inexpensive. They're like $100 for a toilet.
Josh gave me a toilet, and we installed it before we sold the house.
Yes. Now, Tom, this was not used. I ordered it, and I forget what was wrong.
It's a child-sized toilet.
Well, I have a very tiny home.
You guys, I'm not kidding you. It is a child size. It's so small.
You told me it didn't have the right feel, is how you said it.
Well, I would assume you
installed it?
No, there was something where it wouldn't fit with the pipes or something.
And it cost just as much to return it. Like the
That's exactly
the,
right.
The shipping
and I went, why don't
insane.
You just have it? Because they were going to charge me like $250 to send it back.
Yeah.
But it was a child's toilet?
Oh, no. My gosh. Yes, Josh, it
it's
is
not a
close.
Kid's toilet.
Yes, it is. I'm like 12 and under. It is for kids. It has to be.
Does
There's
it have
no
a name? Because I know they have to name them. Does it
it's Little Tots Crapper. I don't think it's for kids.
Tots First Crapper. You've seen these.
Little Tots.
Scott's Crapper.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.